Review, Made in the Genome: Fantastic Introduction to the Trade Union Movement. When it was released in 2010, Made in the Genome had cinema audiences laughing and crying. It managed to brilliantly capture the strength and humor of working class women. As Mary Finch describes in this review, to mark the 50th anniversary of the events portrayed in the film, it also provides valuable lessons for the fight back. Mary Finch, East London Socialist Party. Made in the Genome is a fantastic introduction to the trade union movement. It's an exciting depiction of the strike at the Genome Ford factory in 1968. The all-women machinists downed their tools and walked out when management refused to negotiate over their pay. Their enthusiasm is infectious, and it's inspiring to watch working-class women characters transform into political leaders and ultimately win against a vicious employer. It doesn't shy away from the more complicated issues that surrounded the strike. The role of men, for example, is depicted with impressive nuance. The shop steward who leads much of the negotiations with the union is a man. More than just supporting the strike, he actively encourages it and pushes the women to label their pay a feminist issue at a stage when they aren't yet confident to. The film doesn't hide from the misogyny of some working-class men. The central character Rita finds her husband patronizing at best, and angry at worst, about her involvement in the strike. But it also answers the more difficult question of how it can be overcome. Solidarity is forged through struggle. It's abundantly clear that those men who are brought around to the cause of equal pay do so because they are workers who understand that the machinists are attacking a common enemy, the bosses. Rita reminds her husband that the women machinists always supported the men on strike because struggle isn't drawn along gendered lines, but along class ones. The bosses who paid women less than men may have started to do so out of sexism, but they refused to raise their wages because it would impact for their profits. Ford wouldn't be the only one to suffer. Women workers everywhere could be given the confidence to demand equal pay. Karl Marx. The trade union bureaucracy who attempted to sell out the strike aren't let off the hook either. In a blatantly cowardly attempt to avoid leading struggle and hold back the progress of women workers, a union bureaucrat falsely uses Karl Marx to try to justify ending the strike. The leading shop steward quotes back at him, "Didn't Marx also say that the progress of any given society can be measured by the position of the female sex? Or was that a different Marx?" It's a shame that all the central characters of the film are young, glamorized versions of the actual De Genome machinists, who were overwhelmingly middle-aged. It's an indicator of the new kind of sexism women face, and how far we have left to go. But an education in the struggles of our predecessors, like those in De Genome, is the best way to kick off new movements.